It won't be long now till Pete's Weenie gets a little action in Vegas with a hooker. So we wanted to talk to all kinds of experts about what it'll be like for Pete. Let's start off by calling up Pete's Weenie.
Hello.
Hey, Big Stud.
What do you want?
We were just wondering if you're excited for next week's big trip to Vegas.
All I want to do is get some of this goddamn rust out of here.
I can imagine the rust buildup. Tell us about that romantic night with you, Pete, and that Susie doll up by the lake.
I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake, and there was not another car in sight. I never had a blow-up doll looking any better than she did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night.
I bet they were. What did it feel like?
It never felt so good. It never felt so right.
Well, it's nice that you finally got to come out of your cave.
Me, Pete, and the blow-up doll can see paradise by the dashboard light.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Sounds like you're going to have a great time in Vegas. Let's talk to an expert about what could happen. What could happen to Pete?
Much like the Hoover Dam, we could be experiencing a massive explosion.
What will be the difference between the Hoover Dam opening up and just draining itself versus Pete?
The difference between the Hoover Dam and Pete will experience more swelling and a greater release of pressure.
Will you evacuate the area?
There ain't no doubt about it. There will be 17 million pounds of pressure per square inch.
That is astronomical. Apparently 17 million pounds of pressure.
And Pete will be barely dressed.
Now we talk to the actual lady of the night that Pete will spend the afternoon with. We've disguised her voice to protect her identity. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
What would you like to say to Pete right now before your encounter?
I've been waiting so long for you to come along and have some fun. And I gotta let you know. No, you never know.
Regret it. So open up your eyes, Pete.
It's not working.
I got a big surprise. It'll feel all right. Well, I want to make your motor run.
Hold on a second here. Something happened to our voice disguiser.
You said this wouldn't happen.
Hey, we're sorry about that.
You gotta fix it now.
But I don't know how to. I don't know what to do.
You gotta do what you can.
I'll try.
Let engineering do the rest.
Let's talk more about you and Pete.
There ain't no doubt about it. Pete, you'll be doubly blessed.
I think he's starting to get a little excited.
Because I'm barely...
Watch what you're saying.
And I'll be barely dressed.
Before we let you go, anything else you want Pete to know?
And there's one other thing, Pete.
We're gonna go all the way tonight. We're gonna go all the way tonight.
Whoa, Pete, we got a real pressure cooker going here. Two down, nobody on. No score, bottom of the ninth, and here's the windup. And there it is, it's a line shot up the middle. Look at Pete go. Boy, this guy can really fly.
This year, Pete made a vow on the air yesterday between 10:30 and 11.
Also notice the H there for hooker.
He's rounding first, and he's really turning it on. Now he's not letting up at all. He's going to try for second, and here comes the throw, and what a throw. Here he comes.
It's for the holiday hooker fund, Pete. Put it away someplace safe.
Will he listen? He's out. No, wait a minute. He's safe at second base. This kid really knows how to make things happen out there.
Everybody's going to be happy.
Pete's trying for third. Here's the throw. It's a throw of the dirt. Safe at third. Here comes Pete.
Stop, Pete Lamoureux.
Pete is coming. It's going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think Pete's going to make it.
We'll get to Las Vegas, and the story will be, sorry, I spent so much money at California Pizza Kitchen eating that good food that I didn't have room for hooker.
Stop right there. There's only $100 here. I got to know right now, before we go any further, are you going to pay me?
Oh, my God. Pete's out of money.
Screw you, scumbag.
Now he's praying for the end of time that the pimp won't kill him.
Come here, you little bastard. I'm going to kill you. You trying to burn my girl? I'm going to pull the goddamn hair out of your head. What the hell just happened? It all came out at once.
Pete, on behalf of all your fans, have a great time in Vegas. And please... wear some protection, you big stud.